Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for April 10, 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from this conference if you do not want to hang around for the net. Right, well, I see everyone here is an old hand on this net, so we probably don't need to wait for people to disconnect. So anyway, blah, blah, blah. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four pieces of information that we like for check-ins to provide. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu, or UTC, on Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussion, and I couldn't think of a really good one this week, but there is something that was kind of on the back of, in my mind here. Here I'm in central Illinois, and I know some of you are aware that we've had some storms here lately. And when storms happen and you're a ham radio operator, oftentimes that means that you get on the air to help with storm spotting and emergency preparedness and reaction and so on. So anyway, that's kind of the closest thing I have to a real topic this week. I'm pretty sure that we've covered this before, but it's probably one of those topics that's worth revisiting from time to time. So let's call this week's topic volunteering or emergency preparedness or emergency reaction or, Aries and RACES and Saturn and all those kinds of organizations. So let's see where I am in the script here. So everybody I see here knows how we do the net. Let me just reset the timer. Okay. So I see. We lost Harold. Okay, but I've got him down as a check-in. KE5TFY, PY2BIL, KD9NDJ, and AD0QM. So you're already on my list. And I do not see the NB0X gateway, so I think it's just us chickens today. So, but I'll go ahead and call for anyone else who might be listening here who did not hear their call sign and want to be added to the check-in list. Okay, so let's start with KD9NDJ.
Good evening, AB9FJ and the group. This is KD9NDJ. I'm Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois, and my SDF username is KDB. I have always wanted to volunteer for various emergency preparedness ham radio operations, but I've never gotten my act together to do it. Tornadoes within 5 miles of the house, though, kind of might push me over the edge. Okay, back to you, Wayne. This is KD9NDJ.
If you can make it, this coming Tuesday at 7 p.m. local time, the Twin City Amateur Radio Club meeting at the Fire Service Institute, we're hoping that John Dwyer, our county emergency management agency coordinator, will join us to talk about, he has, many of his volunteers are ham, so this would be, if it comes about, we don't have a solid promise, but he said he thinks he'll be in the neighborhood so he can drop by, so it would be a good opportunity to ask questions and find out how to volunteer and join the group. And I can talk to you later about it off of the net here. So moving along, next on my list is KE5PFY. Sorry, Aaron, we did not get any audio from you there. Okay, so you were aware of that. So we'll come back to you shortly here after you investigate. Next on my list is PY2BIL.
Hi, everybody. This is PY2BIL, Guillermo out of São Paulo in Brazil. The CF username is G. Cremary. So, yeah, emergencies. Well, we don't have those big storms that you guys have in the north. But we do have some heavy rain frequently, and recently, maybe a month ago, you may have seen in the news, this made the round in the international news, there was a big storm in the state of São Paulo on the shoreline, and some nasty landslides happened, so there are several hundreds casualties from that. And a group of emergency radio amateurs went over there and have set up a repeater, a portable repeater they have for emergencies like these, because there was no good radio coverage there. So they made all the bridging between the official emergency groups and the headquarters down here in the city of São Paulo. So yeah, every now and then, things like that happen more frequently in the state of Rio de Janeiro, which had several one of those already. But this one was the bad news here in my state. So that's all I have. I'm not participating in that, but I know a few individuals who are actually participating there very actively. So back to you, Wayne. This is PY2BIL.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. And I should mention that, you know, we this time of year we're very conscious about tornadoes up here in the United States. But yeah, throughout the summer, you know, hurricanes are a thing here. And I'm kind of wondering, do you guys get hurricanes down there in Brazil? But there are also some other disasters where hams can be important, things like floods and earthquakes and like you say, landslides. Yeah, all kinds of emergencies can happen there. And let me just mention that I see NB0X without the dash L has joined us. And that's really great. Got you down on the list here, Matthew, and I think you'll be coming up pretty shortly here. Our topic this week so far has been volunteering for, you know, like amateur radio emergency service or RACES or helping out during disasters. So, let's see, where am I here? So let me go back to Guillermo real quick. I asked him if they have hurricanes down there in Brazil.
Yeah, we have a few south of São Paulo. That's not that frequent, but every now we get those too. Or the folks down there, they get those. Right? But they're not near of what you see in North America. Yeah, and I see Matthew there, so MB0X. We tweeted some personal messages a couple of weeks ago. When I was looking for him, I had left a tweet there for him on his account, and he replied, so I said to him, we are missing him. So great to see him tonight. Okay, back to you, NetControl. This is PY2BAL.
Okay, thanks, Guillermo. Next on my list is AD0QM.
Good evening, Wayne, and everybody else on the net. This is AD0QM, Jeff, up here in Minnesota. I do not participate in anything like Aries or RACES, but I have been doing Skywarn, which is the program that is associated with the National Weather Service for doing weather spotting. I've done it both in Iowa and in Minnesota. It's been probably, what, since 2012, 2013 I've been doing it. In Iowa, we actually drove around and looked for storms, whereas up here in Minnesota, just with all the woods and whatnot, you don't necessarily get a clear view of the sky, so they tend to ask you to just stay put. But, yeah, for doing that, we actually just redid our certification last week. And so take classes, you learn about how to identify different things for weather, and then you can either call in on the radio when we set up METS, or they have a phone number. You can call the National Weather Service directly and do any reporting. So that's the community service that I typically do for amateur radio. 80QM, back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. Let's go back to KE5TFY and see if Aaron's audio is working better.
Okay, this is KE5TFY. Hopefully this is working this time. So I also do Skywarn. I completed the Skywarn training a couple of years ago. And anytime, like a haboob, it's like a storm that they have out here in Arizona happens, I'll call it in and help report, and we'll call in damage and things like that that happens in the area. I am a military emergency management specialist, so I earned that more than a decade ago. Essentially, you go through a whole bunch of training and write a report, and it's a military badge that you get whenever you're in the Guard. And then I put a link in the chat further up to FEMA's training courses. They have some really good training courses. I like FEMA stuff. And then I'm also the emergency preparedness specialist for my my church. And I have gone through tactical combat casualty care and a whole bunch of other stuff. And I would like to, I finished the EMT basic course. I never got the certificate. I decided I didn't want to be an EMT, but I want to go back and get EMR, which is the emergency medical response. It's one step below EMT. And I am actually looking at classes right now because a whole bunch of people that I know essentially in the same line of work that I do also have EMR, and I've been through like a executive protection course and a whole bunch of other stuff, so I like all the emergency response stuff, so this is kind of in my wheelhouse. So KE5TFY.
Okay, that's pretty cool, Aaron. Yeah, you're way more into that than I am. I've been hanging out with Ares and with the local emergency management agency for 20 years or so, but I'm getting too old for the beating the bushes, looking for missing people, and we don't do a lot of mobile storm spotting because most of our tornadoes happen after dark, and we've kind of come to the conclusion that your effectiveness dwindles after dark and your risk escalates, so it's really not a good combination. So mostly we do non-mobile storm spotting, people who just, you know, happen to live out in the country and have a good view of the oncoming weather. So anyway, I'm rambling again. Now it's time for NB0X. Hi, Matthew.
Hi, Wayne and everybody. Thanks for running the net tonight, Wayne. I'm glad I was able to join. I missed everybody, and hopefully I can join on a little more regular basis now. As far as volunteer organizations, I was participating in Ares when I was in San Diego, but there wasn't, I mean, they had a lot of activity but and drills and that sort of thing, but you know, there was not ever much in the way of deployment that I noticed. Now that I'm in New Mexico, I've been looking for Ares locally in Lincoln County, and I've found the group, but I need to just as I have some more time, get a little more involved in that. And then I also plan to take the Skywarn classes out of Albuquerque NWS this they're coming up over the next few weeks. So I'm planning to get into one of those classes so I can do some Skywarn activities. So that's mainly what I've been doing in terms of volunteer stuff. And so I'm glad to hear everybody, and I appreciate everybody being here. So I'll send it back to you, Wayne, and NB0X, back to net control.
Okay, thanks, Matthew. Yeah, I hope we see a lot more of you here. And And I think you know that we've had some problems with the gateway to DMR lately, so I assume, though, that you're on top of that. And I noticed that the HAM conference just joined us, so this is probably the impetus for me to go back and rewind and say, this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, which stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's a long story. It's some kind of anime thing. Anyway, if you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. And we do this net every Monday at 0 hour Zulu or UTC. And I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control station this week. And I think everybody who is directly connected to the conference here has had a chance. Oh, I should mention, I guess, that we're coming through the TechLink conference, EchoLink node 9229. So all of that was for the benefit of those people in the HAM conference who were not around for the early part of the net here. So at this point, I will call for check-ins from the HAM conference. Anyone who's curious about us wants to check in, please come now with your call sign.
VK2DY, what was the question?
Hi, Robert. The question this week is volunteering to help during emergencies. I'm pretty sure you probably have something in Australia that's equivalent to what we have here in the United States, you know, Ares or Races or Saturn, those various organizations of ham radio operators who help with storm spotting or with communications after some kind of natural disaster. So I'm pretty sure that we've talked about this before, but we're in the middle of tornado season up here in the Midwest, and so it's on a lot of people's minds right now. So things may be a little bit calmer down there in Australia. I don't know, maybe not. You guys have disasters down there, even if you don't have tornadoes. I know you have floods and droughts and fires and all kinds of nasty stuff. And do you get involved with using ham radio to help in those situations? So that's the topic this week.
Yes, good morning. This is Robert, Victor Kilo, 2 Delta Yankee in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales. Not all part of the urban sprawl that is Sydney. Cold. We're moving into autumn here very much. It's about 17 degrees Celsius. Going to get to about 21 today. Sort of shining sky is blue. It's Easter Monday. I'm staying home. Everybody's headed home on Easter Monday. Traffic is mad out there. But at any rate, as far as that goes, well, you know, if you see these disasters we have here, you know, we have floods and we have fires. That's our main disasters here. We do have a few tornadoes that hit mainly in the New England area, northern New South Wales. But it's not very populated up there, so it's pretty rare that a tornado will hit anything of any value. So the main problems here are fire and flood. And amazingly, 90% of the people who respond to emergencies here in Australia, those are volunteers, are unpaid. Pretty amazing when you think about it. We have an organization called the VRA, the Volunteer Rescue Association, which coordinates all of the activities, all of the groups that do recovery or that are coordinated through the central authority. And so the amateur radio side of that is a group called WISEN, and they also are part of VRA. In fact, they officially incorporated into VRA just a couple of years ago. So that means they do things as well as communication. When they do training on rescues, they do training on all those sorts of things. They are an integral part of the VRA. Let me reset for a second. So I turned 69 this year. I was a part of WISEN back in the days when they were still mainly just a radio group and not so much a multi-focus group.
I'm just too old to do these kind of things anymore, I'm afraid. So we'll leave those to the younger folk. But it's good to see that they're getting themselves really tightly integrated into the VRA. And I Weissen does good things, and they are a good organization. And I applaud them as a former Weissen member. VK2DY, back to them.
Okay, well, thank you, Robert, and happy birthday, I guess. And let me just make sure I get you say, it sounded like Weissen, like Whiskey, India, Sierra, Echo, Norway. Am I close?
Indeed. It is wireless, now I don't know, communications network, WICEN, Wireless Communications Emergency Network. I think that's what Weissen stands for. I should know this. WICEN, VK2DY.
Okay, thanks for that. And I'm maybe a year ahead of you there, depending on when your birthday is. I turned 70 back in November. Anyway, let's see. I think I've given everyone a chance to speak. So now it's time for rechecks, or maybe there's somebody else out there on the ham conference who would like to join us. So come now with your call sign.
NB0X, recheck.
Okay, go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah, I regarding the DMR gateway, Ballstar node is still up, but the connection to the Brandmeister network is down. So I'm going to be looking into that. Hopefully, you know, I think I have some time to start poking at that again and seeing if we can get that up and running. It looks like Brandmeister dropped the 31650 talk group. I mean, it's still there and unused, but doesn't look like it's allocated to SDF anymore. So I will contact them and see if we can get it reinstated. If not, we'll either keep using it, or maybe we can look at using the TGIF network as an alternative. So, anyways, I'll as I have some time over the next few weeks, look at getting that back going again. Sorry that it got dropped. Just things have been busy, so haven't been able to look at it. But hopefully, we'll be able to get that back online. So, NB0X back to net control.
Okay, thanks, Matthew. Keep us up to date on how that develops there. And I just noticed that we have VK3HJQ has joined us. And assuming that you have not been monitoring, John, I will rewind to say that our topic this week is volunteering for emergency service activity in your area there. Here in the United States, we do storm spotting and we do communications after a disaster for, you know, emergency shelters and so on. And we just had Robert talking about Weissen and BRA down there in Australia. So that's what we've been talking about so far. So you are next up if you're ready to go there, John. VK3HJQ from AB9FJ.
Yeah, thanks, Wayne from VK3HJQ. Yeah, well, I don't volunteer, so... So, there you go. Enough said on that. I think I don't know what you're talking about, Weissen, because Weissen, what's that stand for? Wireless Institute of something civil engine, something civil emergency service or something they have here in Australia for ham radios, but nothing like what you guys have in the States over there. They're pretty lax in Australia. They don't really care about amateur radio operators helping with anything. They don't trust them, I don't think. Not like you have in the States. So we have, I think you said VRA, which I think that's the, they have that in New South Wales, because they have in Albury VRA. What's that stand for? Something Rescue Association? Oh, Volunteer Rescue Association, maybe. Yeah, we have SESN Victoria, State Emergency Service, which are, again, a bunch of volunteers, which is absolutely crazy. I don't know why they don't pay these people. They get called out all hours of the night, the morning, to car crashes and, you know, see people passing away and blah, 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 and they do it all for nothing. The government should really pay the lot of them, I reckon. That's my take on it. Andy, I just connected up. I was on another net, so didn't listen to whatever everybody else's comments were. Thanks, Wayne. We go for HJQ.
Okay, John. Always good to hear from you. Thanks for checking in. Let's see. I do not see any new call signs with us, but there's the ham conference. There could always be somebody out there who just joined us and might want to check in. So I will stand by for any rechecks from those of you who are already here or anyone on the ham conference who wants to join us.
N1IWP testing 1212. N1IWP testing 1212.
Okay, I heard a call sign there, but it went by pretty quick. Something like November Whiskey 1, something, something, something. Did I hear that right? Okay, well, the station, it sounded kind of like he was testing, so he might not have been definitely trying to join us. But I'm going to, one more time, is there someone out there on the ham conference who would like to join us with the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net? Okay, nothing heard. And just for the benefit of everyone who might not already realize this, but when I look at my Windows PC Echolink app dashboard here, I see the call signs and usually the names of the stations that have connected directly to the TechLink conference, the same conference that I'm connected to. But when another conference is connected to the TechLink conference, all I see is the name of that conference. And then when someone from that conference transmits, then I will see their call sign, at least most of the time, while they are transmitting. And as soon as they stop transmitting, that goes away. And it goes back to just, you know, the ham conference. What's that number there? My eyes can't read it right. Oh, well, that's not the address of it. That's probably, it says 15/300. And I think that means that there were 15 stations connected to that conference out of a maximum possible of 300. So I have to be really observant and quick to catch the call sign that appears there or else listen to it in the audio. So it's a little bit of a challenge compared to when I'm dealing with stations that are connected directly to TechLink. Yeah, so I'm probably boring you with all of that detail, but I'm ready to take any other rechecks or new check-ins, so please call now. Okay, well, now that aside, after I unkeyed, I saw the entry for the ham conference had my call sign in it, and I don't know how that would happen. That was really strange. Okay. Anyway, we've gone through over a half an hour now, so that's about average for our weekly nets. So I think that means that it may be about time to put a ribbon on it and wrap it up. So let's have one final call for rechecks or new check-ins before I close the net. Okay, so let's see, where am I here? Let's see, do I need to mention, well, wait a minute, I see John has joined us. Did you have something you wanted to say, BK3HJQ?
No, I just want to be back and forward between conferences, all good.
Okay. As I said, it's time to wrap it up, and I guess it's been a while since I mentioned it, but we could always use some volunteers to be net control, and I'm hoping that with Matthew back here that that he'll also be able to pick up some of the nets in the future here. So, but anyone else, you know, if you're interested in giving it a try, let me know. You can email me, jwh@sdf.org. or AB9FJ at ARRL.net, and we'll get you a slot, and you can give it a try. Also, if you're not already subscribed to our mailing list, you know, I think somebody told me that there was a problem with the SDFARC.org website, and I haven't checked it lately to see if it's back up. But if it is up, there are instructions there about how to subscribe to the SDFARC-L mailing list. Anyway, if you're not already receiving it, it's not a high volume list. There's maybe two messages a week in there. So this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net at, let's call it, 0035 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, well, as Matthew said, the 31650 talk group should still be there, but who knows if anybody will join you there. But you can always join us in COM on SDF in the Anon Radio Room. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73.